Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none who deserve worship other than Him. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Walillahi alhamd. And to Him belongs all praise. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the creation. وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ أَشْرَفِ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ أَجْمَعِينَ And may Allah Ta'ala raise the rank of the most noble of His creation in entirety, نَبِيَّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ Our Prophet Muhammad وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا And that of His family and companions. And may He grant them all an abundance of peace. By Allah's grace and permission, amma ba'd, we have gathered here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal on the night preceding the sixth day of Dhul-Hijjah. Or no, the night preceding the seventh.
The night preceding the seventh.
Aywa? Because Monday's the seventh, Tuesday's the eighth, and Wednesday is Yawm Arafah. Yeah? So this is the seventh. The night preceding the 7th. Last week was the night preceding the 30th of Dhul-Qi'dah. And so now we have the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah. The night preceding the 7th as we draw close to Yawm Arafah and Yawm An-Nahr, the Eid of Al-Adha. We ask Allah Ta'ala for khair, for goodness. And we have come together once again for this 14th session, the final session, Insha'Allah Ta'ala, of our reading of the tafsir of Surah Al-Hadid, explanation of Surah Al-Hadid by the great scholar, Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah Ta'ala have an abundance of mercy upon him. Allah says, and we're on page 426 of the printed version, Dar al-Thurayya, and in our PDF, of course, if you're following with the PDF that's available at the top of Bekanet, Tafsir, Surah Al-Hadid, the Shaykh Ibn Thaymeen, you can download it directly as a PDF. Or if you're following us on our Spreaker channel, you can get it by clicking on the link that is available in the description of this audio recording. So you can follow along in the Arabic with the Arabic text and work on your Arabic language, which is the best way to approach this class here as we read the text very carefully, making sure to understand it entirely. And if you are following along either on Mirath Radio or on the recordings available on the Mirath Publications website, then there are links as well there to the PDF file, and that is highly encouraged for you to get that PDF and follow along with us. Even if you're a beginner in Arabic, so long as you can even barely distinguish the letters from each other, at that stage begin trying to read Arabic texts, especially with a class like this, where the language is being translated into English. Yarhamukum Allah. The language is being translated into English right away, so you'll be able to make some connections and build your vocabulary, insha'Allah ta'ala. We begin in the middle, or the lower middle of the page number 426. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ And verily, as Allah Ta'ala says in this 26th verse of Surah Al-Hadid, verily we have sent forth, means sent forth as a messenger, Nuh and Ibrahim, Noah and Abraham. We have made for them and for those from their lineage a nubuwwah, prophethood, wal kitab, and the book, and books of revelation. هذه الجملة مؤكدة. This sentence is emphasized, meaning with the Arabic structure of this sentence, it has been emphasized بثلاثة مؤكدات, by three tools of emphasis in the Arabic language. الأول, the first one, القسم المحذوف. The first one is the oath that is not spoken but is understood. When you hear the verse starting with walaqad, it means wallahi laqad. So there is an oath that is understood from the passage, but not spoken, and that is a mu'akkida. That is something that emphasizes the meaning that is present in this verse. وَثَانِي أَلَّامِ in the word laqad. Sometimes it comes qad, and sometimes it comes laqad. With that lam, it takes extra emphasis. وَثَالِثُ qad, and qad is the third tool for emphasis used in this verse. وَنُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ and Noah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, هُوَ أَوَّلُ الرُّسُلِ he is the first of all the messengers. عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. مِنْ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ الْخَمْسَةِ he is from the great messengers of fortitude, the top five messengers of fortitude. وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ and Ibrahim, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. هُوَ أَبُو الْأَنْبِيَاءِ he is the forefather of all the prophets. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ from those who came after him. وَإِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ and to him trace all of the prophets their lineage. أَيْ إِلَى مِلَّتِهِ as well back to his religion. وَلِهَذَا يَتَنَازَعُ فِيهِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَالْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى and thus the Muslims, Jews and Christians all compete in their claiming to be followers of him or claiming that they have an association with him. فَالْيَهُودُ يَقُولُونَ the Jews they say إِنَّهُ يَهُودِي they say that Ibrahim was a Jew. وَالنَّصَارَى يَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ نَصْرَانِي and the Christians say he was a Christian. وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ حَنِيفٌ مُسْلِمٌ and the Muslims they say he was an upright Muslim upon Tawheed. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ and that is the reality. As a note here, I remember in this city of Pittsburgh, an author by the name of Jeremiah McAuliffe, he wrote in a newspaper article he was into some 18, 19 years ago. Allah knows best what Allah has done with him since then. But he was into the interfaith dialogue movement that is so much pushed in places like the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh. To the point where, I guess as a new Muslim, he was pushed to talk about Jews and Christians in forums where Jews and Christians would go to. And he made a statement of disbelief, saying that Ibrahim was not a Jew, and Ibrahim was not a Christian, and nor was he a Muslim either. He said, Ibrahim was not a Muslim. What's the meaning of a Muslim? The word Muslim, aslama, istaslama lillahi bita'a. A person who submits to Allah with obedience, with tawheed, and worshipping Him alone. To say that Ibrahim was not a Muslim will take a person outside of Islam, trying to be balanced between the religions. See, he wasn't a Jew, he wasn't a Christian, and for that matter, he wasn't even a Muslim either. So we're all equal in that area. Disbelief. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has said, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا Allah has said, Ibrahim was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا However, he was an upright Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he had never been from the polytheists. And that's from Surah Ali Imran, the 67th verse, where Allah Ta'ala confirms that Ibrahim was a Muslim. Anyone who says Ibrahim was not a Muslim is in direct opposition to the speech of Allah Ta'ala. Tayyib. The Shaykh continues to say, وَالْعَجَبُ What is amazing? أَنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى يَقُولُونَ That the Jews and Christians say, إِنَّهُ يَهُودِيٌ أَوْ نَصْرَانِي That they say he was a Jew or he was a Christian. وَمَا كَانَ يَهُودًا وَالنَّصَارَى إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ And the religions of Judaism and Christianity didn't even exist until after him. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ عُقُولٌ However, they don't have any intellects. Meaning, submission to Allah alone has always been the religion of the prophets. But Judaism is an invented religion. And Christianity is an invented religion. They didn't even exist at the time of Ibrahim. The ascriptions to those things didn't even exist. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا And we have made in their lineage their children's children, أَيْذُرِّيَّةُ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِمَا الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, in the offspring of Noah and Abraham, upon both of them, peace and blessings from Allah Ta'ala, النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابُ, prophethood and the book. يعني الرسل. When the book is mentioned, that means a prophet who carries a book, he is a rasul. Allah Ta'ala made prophets and messengers from their lineage. الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام, the messengers, may Allah raise their rank and grant them peace. وفي هذا دليل على أن آدم ليس برسول, in this is a proof that Adam was not a messenger, he was not a rasul, he was of course a nabi. وأن إدريس ليس قبل نوح كما ذكره بعض المؤرخين, and that Idris was not before Noah, as mentioned by some of the historians. وَهُوَ خَطَأٌ مُخَالِفٌ لِلْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ, it is a mistake that is in contradiction to the noble Qur'an. فَلَيْسَ قَبْلَ نُوحٍ رَسُولٌ, as there was no messenger before Nuh. وَآدَمُ نَبِيٌّ مُكَلَّمٌ كَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, Adam was a prophet spoken to. Allah spoke to him, عز وجل, the mighty and majestic, بما شاء من وحيه, from whatever he chose of his revelation. ثم سار على نهجه بنوه من بعده, then his children, meaning the children of Adam, remained upon his pathway after him. فلما انتشر الناس, and once the people spread out, وكثروا, and became multitudes, صار بينهم اختلاف, then there began to be differing amongst them. كما قال عز وجل, as Allah, the mighty and majestic, has said, كان الناس أمة واحدة, mankind was at one time one ummah, one group, one united group. فبعث الله النبيين, then Allah sent forth the prophets. There is, as the scholars of tafsir have mentioned in this verse, تقدير فاختلفوا, meaning, كان الناس أمة واحدة فاختلفوا, mankind was one, was originally one united group, فاختلفوا, then they split up. فبعث الله النبيين, and then Allah sent forth the prophets. Right? Without that, the flow doesn't make too much sense, that the people were all united, so Allah sent prophets. If the people were all united, meaning from the very beginning, upon the worship of Allah, then there's no need to send messengers or prophets. The very reason for the sending of the prophets was to bring about a solution to the ikhtilaf, to the differing that the people fell into. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, Allah sent forth the prophets as bringers of glad tidings and warners. وَأَنْزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, and He sent down with them the book in truth. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, in order for them to judge between the people in the affairs that they differed over. That's from Surah Al-Baqarah, the 213th verse. وَقَوْلُهُ الْكِتَابِ, the statement of Allah, that Allah has given them نُبُوَّة, prophethood, and kitab, and the book. المراد الجنس, the meaning is the generality of books, meaning books of revelation. لأن كل رسول معه كتاب, because every رسول had a book. And this was a question asked to me 1 week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. Is it the case that every رسول, every messenger has a book? And I was unable to answer the question. And here we have the statement of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen saying what? That every Rasul had a book. كَمَا قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, just as Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has said, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and we have sent forth our messengers with clear proofs, and we have sent down with them the book, meaning books of revelation. And that's from the previous verse right here in Surah Al-Hadid. That's verse number 25 that we finished the explanation of in our 12th and 13th sessions. فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ, and so from them there was a muhtad. أَيْ بَعْضُهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ, meaning some of them were rightly guided. وَحُذِفَتِ الْيَاءُ كَمَا فِي الْقَاعِدَةِ And the ya has been removed from the word. The word is muhtadi with a ya. However, Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ مُهْتَدٍ. That ya was removed and a kasra was placed where it was removed from, as is a well-known principle that is in the Arabic language. وَأَصْلُهَا مُهْتَدِي بِالْيَا. And its original wording was muhtadi with the ya there. لَكِنْ حُذِفَتْ لِلْتَخْفِيفِ. That is removed due to making that easier to pronounce, as is the normal way in the Arabic language. Just as a side point for those of you studying Arabic, the ya is removed for one of at least two reasons. One of them being that it comes on the wazn that has a ya at the end, like qadi, so you say qadin, or muhtadi, so you say muhtadin, like that. Or the ya is the ya of the ilafa lil mutakallim, where you say dalika liman khafa maqami wa khafa wa'idi. There's a kasra on the dal. Wa khafa wa'id, you would stop. But there's a kasra, not kasratain. Khafa wa'idin wouldn't make sense here, because with two kasras it means that a ya was taken away here, a ya that is from the verb. One kasra means the ya of idafa has been taken away. Right? Wa'idi, my promise. Dhalika liman khafa maqami wa khafa wa'idi. That is for the one who is afraid of the standing, afraid of my threat of punishment. Right? Wa'id means wa'idi. Lakum dinukum waliyadini. There's a kasra there. Not waliyadinun. It's not you to you your religion and to me be a religion. It is to you your religion, dinukum waliyadini, and to me my religion. But there's a kasra, one kasra there, which tells you that ya was taken away. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them were rebellious or disobedient. And that is the end of the 26th verse. أي غير مهتدين. Not guided. The guided ones were those upon not only guidance but righteous actions. And the fasiqun are those not guided, meaning they refused the guidance and they disobeyed. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْوَاقِعُ. This is the reality. أَنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ ضَالٌّ. And that is that most of the offspring of Adam, they are astray. كَمَا قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Just as Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If you were to obey most people on earth, يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They would mislead you away from the path of Allah. That's from Surah Al-An'am, the 116th verse. Then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا. Then we sent after them, after their footsteps, our messengers. وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. And we sent after them Isa, the son of Mary. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And we gave him the Injil, his book. قَفَّيْنَا بِمَعْنَا أَتْبَعْنَا. In Arabic, the word قَفَّيْنَا means أَتْبَعْنَا. They both mean in English to cause to come after. مَأْخُوذٌ مِنَ الْقَفَى. It comes from the word قَفَى, which refers to the back of a person's neck. لِأَنَّ مَنْ يَمْشِي مِنْ قَفَاكَ هُوَ تَابِعٌ لَكَ. Those who walk behind the back of your neck, then they are followers of you. عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. Upon their heritage or their way or their footsteps. أي آثَارِ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. Following the ways of Noah and Abraham. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ الْآخَرِينَ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And those of the other messengers, may Allah raise all of their ranks and grant them peace. بِرُسُلِنَا. We've sent messengers or caused messengers to come after them. أي التابعين لهم. To come after them. وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. And we have sent afterwards Isa, the son of Maryam. نَصَّ عَلَى عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He mentioned Isa specifically in this text, لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولٌ. Because there is no messenger that has come between Isa and Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. بَلْ وَلَا نَبِيٌّ أَيْضًا. Nor is there a prophet, no messenger and no prophet. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ رَسُولٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌّ. No messenger and no prophet between Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhima wa sallam. May Allah raise both of their ranks and grant them peace. Wala nabiyyan, it's not nafi lil jins. Li'annahu laysa baynahu wa bayna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulun ismu laysa. Bal wala nabiyyun ma'tufun ala ismi laysa. Wala nabiyyun aydan. Good question. Barakallahu feekum. وَمَا يُقَالُ إِنَّ خَالِدْ إِبْنُ مَعَادٍ. And what's been said about خَالِدْ إِبْنُ مَعَادٍ وَغَيْرَهُ لَهُ النُّبُوَّةِ فَكُلُّهُ كَذِبٍ. And other people then, and other people that they are people who held the rank of prophethood, then that is a lie. Meaning these are people claimed between the time of Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah raise both of their ranks and grant them peace, that there were prophets between the two of them. Then he says these are all lies. And who is Khalid ibn Ma'adin? And if you were to look him up, you will not find anything about Khalid ibn Ma'adin. And if you use Google and look all over the whole world, you will land on the tafsir of Surah Al-Hadid by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. So who is Khalid ibn Ma'adin? I think it's a mistaken transcription. I reviewed the audio. There's a bump on the recording at this place, and it seems that that bump has caused it to sound like Ma'adin. But the original name of this Khalid is Khalid ibn Sinan. Khalid ibn Sinan ibn Ghayth al-Absi. It was said that he was from, it's been said historically, that he was from the upright Christians, like Waraqah ibn Nawfal. And it's also been said that he was actually a prophet that has come before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said it in the books of history. Qeel. Now notice our shaykh is saying, annahu kadhib. It's not true. And he's saying that about Khalid ibn Ma'adin. It seems like Khalid ibn Ma'adin. Likely the shaykh meant Khalid ibn Sinan. And Allah ta'ala knows best. I found no other Khalid that was claimed before the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was a prophet. Right? And it seems like the bump that exists on the recording could have bumped Sinan, that ends with An, into Ma'adin, sounds like that a little bit. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. And it could have been a slip of the tongue of our Shaykh too as well, Rahimahullah. So the Shaykh is saying basically, Isa has been mentioned here because he's the closest prophet and messenger to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there has been no one between Isa and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I recall Ma'thur, a narration that I don't remember specifically right now, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam verbatim said that there has been no prophet or messenger since the time of Isa, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And we gave him the Injil, the book that the Christians now call what? The book of Revelation. Out of the Bible, the book of Revelation is the one they believe to be the speech of Isa, the revelation that Isa brought as revelation, or the words that have been brought to them from Isa. They call that the book of Revelations, I believe. I don't really know very well. The other books that are in the Bible from the New Testament, they seem to be reports from companions of Isa, or what resemble reports from companions of Isa. And they're named by those companions. They almost resemble our Masanid, like how our narrations of the actions of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be organized by companion in the books of Masanid, books of Musnad, like the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. So the modern day book of New Testament, the second half of what's printed as the Bible, right? The first part is what? It's called Al-Ahd Al-Qadim. What's it called? The Old Testament. The Old Testament is supposed to be the Torah and the Zabur, Psalms of David, the revelation that they believe they have from Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam. And so the New Testament includes everything connected to Isa ibn Maryam, whether it's the book of Revelation that is generally understood to be his speech from Revelation, or the speech of the companions around him describing what he said and what he did in those books like Mark, Luke, and John, those kinds of things. Tayyib, and that's going to tie in, what I just said here is going to tie in. And I didn't say any of this to encourage anyone to go seek out any knowledge from the Bible or the New Testament, the Old Testament, or the Injil. Why? Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he found Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu with a page from the Tawrat in Medina, a page from the Torah, he became angry, and he did not allow Umar ibn al-Khattab to have this page and to read it, to seek any benefit from it. And he swore by Allah, he said, لو كان أخي موسى حيا لما وسعه إلا اتباعي. Had Musa been alive to today, then he would have no alternative. He would have no choice but to follow me. As we'll see from the words of the Shaykh when he mentions a distinction that is made between the prophets in ittiba', in following. وَهُوَ the Injil هُوَ كِتَابٌ. It is a book of revelation. أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَىٰ عِيسَى. Allah sent it down upon Isa. وَيُعْتَبَرُ مُكَمِّلًا لِلتَّوْرَاةِ. It is considered something that completes the Torah, the revelation given to Musa. لِأَنَّ التَّوْرَاةِ, the Torah, هِيَ أُمُّ الْكُتُبِ فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. It is the very source or the foundation of all books that have been given to the children of Israel. Remember that Isa said, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. O children of Israel, I am a messenger of Allah to you, verifying the truth of what is in front of me from the Torah. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And I'm also a bringer of glad tidings of a messenger that will come after me, and his name shall be Ahmad. That's from Surah As-Saff, the sixth verse. So he came to tell the people good news about the past and good news about the future. About the past, you can use the revelation that I have to distinguish what is correct and to verify the authenticity of what you have left over from the Torah. As for the future, there is a prophet coming after me, and his name is Ahmad. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. And we made in the hearts of those who followed him, meaning Isa, the son of Mary, ra'fa, kind of love or lenience, and rahma, and mercy. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا. And a monkhood, a kind of monkhood. ثَلَاثَةْ أَشْيَاءَ, three things. جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ النَّصَارَى. Allah made in the hearts of the Christians, or an-nasara, meaning the followers of Isa. الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا عِيسَى, those who followed Isa. رَأْفَةً, the word ra'fa is like to lean towards someone, to be sympathetic to them, to sympathize with someone. الرَّأْفَ نَوْعٌ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. It is a kind of mercy. It is one specific kind of mercy. لَكِنَّهَا أَرَقُّ وَأَلْطَفُ. However, it is softer and more sublime. وَرَحْمَةً, and rahma is mercy. فَهُمْ مِنْ أَرَقِّ النَّاسِ قُلُوبًا. So they were the softest of the people in terms of their hearts. وَأَرْحَمُهُمْ بِالْخَلْقِ, and the most merciful of the people with the creation. لَمَّا كَانُوا عَلَى شَرِيعَةِ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, when they were upon the legislation of Isa, may Allah's peace be upon him. وَلَكِنْ بَعْدَ أَنْ كَفَرُوا بِمُحَمَّدٍ, however, after they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saru aghladha an-nas, they became the most hard-hearted of the people. Aw min aghladhi an-nas, or from the most hard-hearted of the people. Kama jara bayna al-muslimina wa bayna an-nasara fi al-hurub as-salibiyya wa ghayriha, as there had occurred between the Muslims and the Christians, the likes of the Crusades. and other than them from military confrontation between Muslims and Christians. And they were originally soft-hearted and lenient and loving, merciful towards Isa ibn Maryam, and yet they turned wicked and evil, great holders of animosity for the prophets when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً and monkhood, الْإِنْقِطَاعُ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا لِلْعِبَادَةِ. It means turning away from worldly affairs to dedicate oneself fully in acts of worship. ابتدعوها, they invented it. يعني من عند أنفسهم, from amongst themselves. And just before we move on here, a reminder about the people of the past that's not specific to this ummah. The people of the past, when they burdened themselves with things, innovations in their religion, when they put rules on themselves that Allah never sent down, as a punishment Allah would hold them to that. As a punishment Allah would hold them to that and make them follow the rules that they invented, making things more strict on them because of what they claimed, what their leaders and their priests claimed for them. So then the rahbaniya that they invented became something that they had to stick to and follow, like the ways of the Jews before them. كَمَا فَعَلَتْ بَعْضُ فِرَقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Just as some of the deviant sects from the Muslims have done. ابْتَدَعُوا رَهْبَانِيَةً. They have invented a form of monkhood. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. That Allah sent down no authority for. لَكِنْ مَعُهُمْ رِقَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. However, these companions of Isa, they had softness and mercy. مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ. And we had not written that monkhood upon them, except that we wrote upon them, or that we prescribed upon them, to seek after the pleasure of Allah. So when Allah prescribed upon them to seek His pleasure, they invented a form of monkhood that Allah did not prescribe for them specifically, and it became binding upon them. And Allah says that He had not prescribed anything upon them other than seeking the pleasure of Allah. يعني أن لم نفرضها عليهم, meaning we had not made it as a duty upon them. ولكنهم طلبوا رضوان الله. However, they sought after the pleasure of Allah in this way. ولهذا نقول, and this is why we say إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله استثناء منقطع. And that's why we say that except to seek the pleasure of Allah, this is an exception that is disconnected from the original rule. We did not write it upon them, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, meaning that they themselves sought after the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ مَعَ كَوْنِهِمْ ابْتَدَعُوهَا, for them inventing this rahbaniya, وَاخْتَارُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, and they chose it for themselves, فَمَا رَأَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا, then they didn't even keep after it, or guard over it, or perform it properly. يعني ما قاموا برعايتها الواجبة. They didn't take care of it. They didn't protect it and establish it in the obligatory way. من إحسان هذه الرهبانية التي ابتدعوها. By doing it precisely, this monkhood that they invented. وإنما تصرفوا فيها كما يشاءون. However, they changed it around however they wished, once they invented it for themselves. فَآتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. So we gave those who had belief from amongst them their reward. أي ثوابهم, their good reward. وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them were rebellious or disobedient. أي كَثِيرٌ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ النَّصَارَ فَاسِقٌ. Many of those Christians had been disobedient. أي خارج عن طاعة الله عز وجل. Going outside of the obedience of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وفي هذا دليل على أن الإنسان. In this passage there is evidence that a person, إذا ابتدع بدعة, if he invents an innovation, فإنه لا يوفق لإقامتها, then he won't be granted success in establishing that innovation or keeping to it. فَيَكُونُ ضَالًا فِي الْأَصَلِ. So he'll be astray from the foundation of that matter, meaning from the very establishment of it, it was wrong. He's astray. وَضَالًا فِي الْفَرْعِ. And he's also astray in following up on it and even keeping track of it. حَتَّى لَوْ اجْتَهَدْ. حَتَّى لَوْ خَشَعْ. Even if he was to work hard and even if he was to be devout and submissive. We'll pause to listen to the adhan, insha'Allah ta'ala. Real quick question before we continue. Who are the deviants who ascribe to Islam that invented something like a monkhood following the way of the Christians? Let's not leave that ambiguous. The Shaykh intended a specific group. Sufis. You find some Sufis say, I'm so dedicated to my religion that I don't have any interest in marrying the women. Do they resemble the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or do they resemble monks living in a, you know, in the church? They resemble the monks living in the church, the nuns living in the convents, who say, because I'm so pious and I'm so religious, you know, rijaluddin, we're the people who uphold the religion, so we don't marry. Rahbaniya, a monkhood that Allah had not requested from them, but they invented it. So then as a result, what happens? Just as the Shaykh says, anyone who invents an innovation, they can't hold it, they can't stick to it. And so they violate it anyway. So they make a monkhood, monasticism, that they cannot uphold. They have lesbianism amongst their nuns. They have homosexuality amongst their priests, which is well known to all of you. No one needs to even mention that. May Allah guide them to Islam. Their big offense is saying that Isa is the son of Allah. That's their big offense. Don't think the big offense of Christian priests is their sexual misbehavior. Their big offense is their statement that Allah has a son, subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yushrikun. Allah ta'ala is exalted far above and beyond what they claim and what they attribute to Him. Back to the text of our Shaykh. Hatta law khasha. They won't be able to uphold it even if they're submissive and they have khushu' in it. إِنَّكَ تَجِدُ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ الَّذِينَ ابْتَدَعُوا أَذْكَارًا. You'll find many people, they invent forms of supplications. أو صلواتٍ. Or different kinds of prayer. أو أدعية. Or supplications. أو ما أشبه ذلك. Or things that resemble that. تَجِدُهُمْ خَاشِعِينَ. You find them devoted to those things. قُلُوبُهُمْ بَاكِيَةً. Hearts that are crying. قُلُوبُهُمْ خَاشِعَةً. Submissive, surrendered hearts. لَكِنْ لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ ذَلِكَ. However, that act of worship won't benefit them. لِأَنَّهُمْ عَلَى ضَلَالٍ. Because they're upon misguidance. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ السَّلَامَةَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ. We ask Allah Ta'ala for safety and good health. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us benefit from what we have studied and to give us success in implementing the book of Allah Ta'ala in our lives. And may He have mercy upon our beloved Shaykh that we've been benefiting from, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Grant him light in his grave and light on the Day of Judgment and Jannat al-Na'im, al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest ranks of Firdaus in Paradise. Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.